recorder and audio recording for the podcast audio and the Facebook Live both going. I'm not just going to go straight into the show opener. I decided this is going to be a shorter one because we tried to go live before and it failed. And in it failing, we essentially lost about 27 minutes. So it's 8 p.m. and I'm banging 12-hour shifts. So that time just ain't there the way them fellas be thinking that time is there. All right. So this is Pauline Hanson is being oppressed. That's fact.
I and most Australians want our immigration policy radically reviewed and that of multiculturalism abolished. I believe we are in danger of being swamped by Asians. Between 1984 and 1995, 40% of all migrants into this country were of Asian origin. They have their own culture and religion, form ghettos, and do not assimilate. Of course I will be called racist, but if I can invite who I want into my home, then I should have the right to have a say in who comes into my country. A truly multicultural country can never be strong or united, and the world is full of failed and tragic examples, ranging from Ireland to Bosnia to Africa and closer to home, Papua New Guinea. America and Great Britain are currently paying the price. Mr. Acting Speaker, Arthur Calwell was a great Australian and Labor leader, and it is a pity that there are not men of his stature sitting on the opposition benches today. Arthur Calwell said, and I quote, "Japan, India, Burma, Ceylon, and every new African nation are fiercely anti-white and anti-one another. Do we want or need any of these people here? I am one red-blooded Australian who says no and who speaks for 90% of Australians."
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I want to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, not giving it a great deal of time to let it breathe. And you had the idea this weekend to just do an episode about the trigger warning.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in that, I mean, fuck. If we don't contain it, that could be a 4-hour joint. But fucking ideas for episodes. This one, this Pauline Hanson is being oppressed. This was an idea that came in short order, like fucking within 24, 36 hours or so, this one became an idea.
Yeah.
But like, we did What the Fuck is an Activist, you know, and now I want to do also an idea is What the Fuck is Neoliberalism?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I read a bunch of articles and I want to cite them and bring them up so that we actually, like, squarely define it so people know who the fuck we're talking about, what the fuck we're talking about, and where these ideas came from and how they were propagated.
Yeah, a big problem that I've seen with people discussing neoliberalism is that they assume liberal means, like, social politics. They don't understand it's actually an economic-based policy.
Yeah, it's about a free trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like, just basically it's pro let the ownership do whatever the fuck they want to do. It's some capitalist shit.
Yeah.
Ugh. I keep getting fucking, like, I'm not allergic to cats, but I also shouldn't have fur in my eyes. And their fur is just every fucking where, and it gets in my eyes some days. So, all right, cat fur in my eye. Pauline Hanson is being oppressed. I think Mo Loco. Like, I wish I could tag that nigga. Oh. I fucking can't.
Yo.
You know, I'm gonna give it a go. You want to tell these people about
a little bit about Pauline?
Yeah, who the fuck is she? What's her political party?
So Pauline is a politician from Australia. I really wish I had a better Australian accent. I feel like that would make this segment like 100 times better. And she actually started her own party. And her own party is named after her, apparently. It's called the Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party because she is not an egotistical person in any way. So it's called PHON, Pauline's Hanson One Nation Party. She's also a senator from Queensland. I don't do geography outside of America because I'm American and shit. So I think that's like the equivalent of like a state. I don't think it's a city. I think it's like a territory. And so she's senator from there. She's in parliament. And she is just, she reminds me of the GOP. She's kind of on, if like what, Sarah Palin was more well-spoken, I think that might be. Pauline Hanson, she seems incredibly racist. She's made a lot of comments through the years about Aboriginal folks. She apparently hates Asians. She hates Muslims. She hates Africans. She hates everybody. She thinks Asians have one culture, apparently. I don't know if you knew that. On the entire continent, there's only one religion and one culture.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
They're all sumo wrestlers.
Indeed. Everyone in Asia is a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, nigga. That's what Bruce Lee specialized in.
That is what Bruce Lee specialized in.
Yeah, true nigga. Story. Watches movies.
True story.
Nigga, the fuck.
But yeah, so now she has a history. When she first started in politics, she made this big speech about you can't have a strong country if you're multicultural. She had a stunt where she wore a burqa to protest them. She's said that the Asian immigrants shouldn't be allowed in Australia, that African immigrants shouldn't be allowed in Australia, that they're ruining the country. But of course, above all, she's not racist.
That's what I do. To protest things I don't like, I do that thing.
You wear like, the thing that you're protesting?
Nigga, if I protested the things I didn't like by doing that thing, they wouldn't let me get past the first dead white person. Like, it wouldn't. Because I'd have to do what they did for several centuries.
Yes.
That's a fucking lot, man. They wouldn't let me get past number one. They'd be like, that nigga's crazy. Take him down. And I'm not that big and strong. They could take me down pretty easy.
Well, even if you were, they still could, because tanks and drones and shit.
Yeah, I mean, fucking two beefy teenagers can take me down shit. Fucking big-ass Midwest fucking monkeys. Big motherfuckers, man.
I told you that the white people out here are the Viking descendants. They're like the North Europe, and then lots of corn, lots of meat, and this is what happens.
And then they just mixed in southern chattel slaves, and Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we got the plantation graduation, runaway niggas, and then we have former Vikings. Everyone is big up here.
Fuck. Now, this is fun to me because she's in her own political party called Pauline Hanson's One Nation.
Yeah.
P-H-O-N.
You should make your own political party and name it after yourself. You should.
What letter starts with Y that we can add to that?
Y?
A letter, a word. I said a letter that starts with Y. Check me out. A word that starts with the letter Y that we can add to that.
To make it phony?
Fuck yeah.
Pauline Hanson's One Nation. Ooh.
Right? Yardstick? I don't know. Like, what? That goddamn letter. I'm telling you, man, because if you could, it's just like that thing where I really, really want somebody to ask Donald Trump what he's going to do to stop the fourth branch of government from infringing on our rights.
Oh, my God.
You think he won't answer it?
He'll try. He had a fun clip today where he had no idea what the fuck he was talking about with the trade war and farmers.
Really? He had no idea what the fuck he was talking about. Donald Trump had no idea.
He was like, well, they're trying to do bad things to us with the trade war, and we don't know what's going to happen. And we'll get it done soon. It might not take that long, but we don't actually know how long it's going to take. And they're aiming at the farmers, and the farmers, they're patriotic Americans. They're gonna tough it out. They're great people. You know, farming has decreased like 10% and sometimes more in some places. And China is, it's not fair. It's not nice that they're going after the farmers, but the farmers are gonna be okay eventually. What the fuck?
That's what I think about them too.
I don't even know what's happening. I'm actually looking at a thesaurus right now, trying to find a Y word.
I know it would be outstanding. So it's her Pauline Hanson's One Nation political party, and it was founded in 1997 by Pauline Hanson herself and her advisors, David Etheridge and Dave Oldfield. David and David, and the nigga's name is Oldfield. After Hanson was disendorsed as a federal candidate for the Liberal Party of Australia, the disendorsement came before the 1996 federal election because of comments she made about Indigenous Australians. Which they always call them Indigenous and then call them the name that they gave the place. How about ask those people what the fuck they were calling it?
Yokel.
Yokel?
Yes. Pauline Hanson's One Nation of Yokels.
Phonies. You fucking phony! Let me take a look over here just in case there's anything going on in the chat space.
In the chat space?
There is so not. People are like, what? You go live twice? You fucking cut your shit off? Fuck your show.
Sorry.
Hey, what are you gonna do, huh?
The dangers of going live, really.
Now, what we got, and I don't remember, because I'm an alcoholist, so I don't remember if I fucking, if I got tagged in this, or if I was just scrolling and saw it, and it's essentially, this Pauline Hanson individual I've never heard of before, but, like, I see these things, and you know how the Daily Mail is, fucking... They got like five headlines, but the last few are a bullet list, but they're just more headlines. So the multi-headlined dailymail.co.uk is, our country is not based on Aboriginals. Pauline Hanson slams the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony as absolutely disgusting for focusing too much on Indigenous culture. The controversial senator has slammed the inclusion of Aboriginals in games. Pauline Hanson said Indigenous Australians shouldn't have been in the ceremony. Mrs. Hanson called it disgusting because she isn't used to rapping.
Yeah, somebody did a rap song, apparently.
Isn't used to rapping Aboriginals. I know, with the way the landscape is, we're used to rapping white kids, really. Mm. We're used to Iggy Azalea, Macklemore.
Yeah. That one that we keep hearing that sounds like Eminem.
Ah, and the black rappers are Little Uzi Vert. All right, so she's not used to rapping Aboriginals. Mm-hmm. That I, you know, if there's audio for this, I need to hear her say these words.
You know what I like, though, is that already I see the contradiction, right? So, it's disgusting they focused too much on Indigenous culture. Also, they shouldn't have included them at all in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any amount is too much.
Any amount is too much.
Nigga, we're white. We're supposed to wipe shit out.
They try, bless their hearts.
Look at how many, like, where them rhinos at, nigga? What's happening? See a lot of bison walking around?
Not many.
Couple of buffalo. We're up in the Midwest. Where them buffaloes at? Mickle?
Actually, right down the street.
That's pretty fucking wild. Wait, are they on property owned by a white man?
They're on property owned by a science lab.
That's creepier. That's fucking
they
worse.
Don't test on them if that's what you meant.
That you know of.
That's not what they do there.
You know they lie, right? What do they do there?
They work with, like, atoms, and they have, like, they split atoms and shit. I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so no rapping Aboriginals. And also, the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games opening ceremony was on a Wednesday. That's literally one of their bullets. It happened on a day, just in case y'all were interested in that fact.
And then I think I was reading about this. The thing was only like 20 minutes long. It wasn't even that long, but you know, whatever.
You just heard me get a notification, right?
I did. It was on your phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, where in the heck darn is that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's fun to have so many devices you don't know what's beeping at you.
Oh, use them for work.
I know.
Right?
I know.
This shit ain't... Like every once in a while, we watch Steve Urkel on the laptop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like, okay, let's hook this up to that and that up to this and then speakers and microphones and let's do it.
Right, and this is what I've been doing ever since I was fucking putting keyboards and karaoke's and stuff together, trying to make tapes. Cassette tapes. Indeed. Mm-hmm. So Pauline Hanson has denied she is racist after complaining of the disgusting focus on Indigenous culture during the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony. You know, and I listened to a program called The Cows, Context of White Supremacy, which is basically conservative niggas that are against white supremacy, right? Like, they're conservative as hell. And they're obsessed with this word confused, and they really made up, they haven't defined it on that program, but you could tell they have their own definition with the way they use it, because that's essentially their slur, like, how you might hear black people say, oh, that nigga's a coon, buck dancing coon. Like, they use the word confused in place of that, because it's more polite, because as conservatives, they're all about the respectability politics.
Right.
And in a 2013 interview, Frances Cress Welsing called it immaculate behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Respectability politics, go fuck yourself.
Right.
And now look at the way, like, and something had come up, like, of course, they're talking about racism, and, you know, I like the program because I like black radio, and he gets good news clips every Sunday morning. I think he does it Saturday night, though, when I just get the archive, right? And something I think they're not realizing that should be articulated is, with white people, saying you're not racist is like basically saying I'm polite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's because it's not polite to be known as racist.
Right.
Because, like, you look at the time we're in, we're still in this sort of post so-called enlightenment where, like, I've read and heard about shit where it's like somebody won something and so the other person calmly handed over their sword. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was so polite that they handed it back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won, but you can still keep your sword, sir.
Right.
Like, so it's just, it's all about, it's a politeness thing. And at one point in time, it was part of the politeness to be racist. Hell, even, now this isn't racist, but it's just nationalist, where you see the signs, no dogs, no Irish, no Negros, no Jews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, and it was okay then, but now, it's not on the list of polite things.
Right.
Right? Like, you're not...
Well, I think it also helps them, like, preserve racism in its own way, because the way they're framing it is you can't be racist unless you're like literally in the Klan or you're a neo-Nazi, you actually lynch black people. You can, you know, say the N-word at home and you can be like, ugh, those blacks and their pants and the crack in the ghettos. But if you're not actively, you know, like in the KKK, you can't be racist because you're polite. The KKK is rude because they kill people. I've never killed people. I'm not rude.
And it's still just something they say as opposed to action.
Right.
Right? Because, like, you look at partisan politics. Nigga, you stand and you vote right next to those people, and then your president said there's a lot of good people on both sides.
Yep. Yeah. You're still fucking racist, even though you're polite, quote unquote.
Yeah. Like, you know that shit. And then that just makes me think of dog whistle politics. Dog whistle politics are not dog whistle politics. You know that we know what you mean.
Right.
But it's so in their culture to be dishonest. They're like, but I still have to say these words.
I have to say thug.
Yeah. I have to say it like that.
Yes.
I have to say I'm not racist, even though I know that you know I'm racist. I still have to say I'm not.
I'm not racist.
You're just
because racism is bad, and I am not a bad person. I just hate Negroes.
Yeah, because it's like, take race out of it, and it's like saying I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Right? You're not supposed, like, a lot of people are assholes, but no one, you don't admit to it. And a few people that do say they're assholes are comedians like Dennis Leary when he's just joking around making a comedy song, because it can only be funny.
It can only be funny.
It can't be serious that I'm an asshole. Just a joke.
I think it's that, like, protection thing, though, because there is a level of respectability politics that if you're an asshole, and I'm an asshole, and you say it, you no longer are granted protections of your particular community because you broke the rules by not being nice. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We tangent a lot on this show.
Yeah, this shit's still going on. Dailymail.co.uk. Pauline Hanson of the Pauline Hanson One Nation
of Yokels
political party. Phony! Wednesday's official opening at the Gold Coast featured indigenous performers Mau Power, the first hip-hop artist to emerge out of the Torres Strait, and world-renowned, what the heck is that word? What up?
I don't know how to say it, but I know it is a traditional wind instrument. Like, it's like a really, it's like a really long pipe kind of thing that Aboriginals play in traditional ceremonies and music and shit. But I have no idea how to pronounce that shit.
It looks like it says didgeridoo. Wait a second, that sounds familiar.
Right, I know, I've heard the word, but I don't.
Yeah, and I think I've only heard it like in Warner Brothers cartoons or some shit, right? Like,
yeah, it was on like Scooby-Doo once or something.
Yeah, so it's D-I-D-G-E-R-I-D-O-O, didgeridoo.
I don't know.
It sounds like you're asking a question. After, right? like if Steve Urkel became an alcoholic, or didgeridoo that. So, a world-renowned didgeridoo that player, William Barton. Now, when asked what she thought of the opening ceremony, Senator Hanson said the 20 minutes was too much. That's 60 seconds 20 times. That's ridiculous.
That's like a slightly long sermon at church.
And it's five
white people church.
What?
For the record.
Yeah, nigga, black people church, nigga. Whew, strap in for the monologue.
Still traumatized decades later.
Fucking, what, it's 5 minutes over a quarter of an hour. It's 20 minutes.
But then it's also like, you're a fucking senator. You sit and listen to people argue about bills all fucking day long. But
they're,
you can't.
White.
Not all of them. One of the people who called her out over that burqa shit was Asian.
And I'm sure she wanted to whoop that person's is ass.
Yeah.
Nigga is non-binary. Just, that's the mantra, man. You gotta say it at any given time.
Just put that on a bumper sticker.
Oh, or fucking, maybe we should update our Teespring. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Shit. So she said the 20 minutes devoted to indigenous culture was, quote, absolutely disgusting. Here we have an Aboriginal who was doing a rap song, which I couldn't understand, Senator Hansen told Sky News. And they have some images here, and if you...
That actually looks dope as fuck.
Oh, hold it. Yeah, yeah. Looks like a fucking, that old Cameo video.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, so there's a video with audio that you may enjoy if you are an enjoyer of things.
What if I'm not an enjoyer of things?
You're trying to tell me you don't like stuff?
No, I don't like anything.
Negroes love everything.
I'm trying to be like you. I hate everything.
Oh, man, that's a lot of things. You know, how much shit I hate?
Yes.
Woo! All right, let's check it out.
I'm not used to seeing Aboriginal sing rap, although, you know, fair enough. But it just went on for so long, about 20 minutes that I watched this Aboriginal.
20 minutes is so long. I'm harping on that. All right.
She's being oppressed, William.
Being oppressed.
She had to watch indigenous people do their shit for 20 minutes.
And not only that, but did a rap song. So they're at, like, I came all the way to Australia to be far away from the American Negro, and here they are doing impressions of them. Shit.
On for so long, about 20 minutes that I watched this Aboriginal. As far as I'm concerned, that is not Australia. They are part of the culture, the heritage of this country. They are not what Australia is about.
The people who were here before we got here are not part of the country.
That is inadvertently the truth she's telling. They're not part of the country. Like, the country is about fucking Europeans invading and staying and spitting out anchor babies for generations to come until in, you know, sort of a, what is it called? Common knowledge?
Common knowledge.
Until in the common knowledge, they are the norm. And I totally thought that I had, it's hard to work with this here laptop.
Oh.
All right. But yeah, man, like, so, no, they're not supposed to be there, or at least not in the forefront.
No.
They're supposed to be, you know, serving drinks,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing mm-hmm. a little shit like that, scrub the toilet.
In a museum, maybe.
Yeah, but literally alive in the museum. In a cage. They can breathe. Got a water bottle, you know, a little wheel to run on. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? They could poop on some newspaper. Hey, that's what you do with them. All right, now, the fucking
public
crown
is a fantastic way
whoopsie
to help.
Days. The fucking crown jewel of this shit.
Yes.
Is because there's a video clip of her walking into a joint with a burker, but like I was like, there's gotta be more to this.
Mm-hmm.
And some cat on the YouTubes, AG George Brandis gives Pauline Hanson a dressing down over burka stunt. This is an 8-minute video clip, so this actually is going to be the episode because of how we cover video clips.
Yes.
So let's fucking strap it in.
For another 20 minutes, Pauline Hanson sat in her place wearing that burka until this moment came. The big reveal by the senator of her face. And
what?
How long?
How long she sat there?
Yeah. What do you say?
She sat there for so long.
So long.
20 whole fucking minutes.
Wait, so she can tolerate being in a burqa for 20 minutes, but she can't tolerate Aboriginal culture for 20 minutes. Okay.
She is being...
oppressed.
Fact, see?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know... See, it's good that you know what facts are now.
Uh-huh.
That you know what the truth is. Let me go check out the Facebooze.
Facebooze.
And see what's going on there. Yeah, by the time I die, I won't be calling anything what it is. And anyone who missed a single podcast episode won't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, it's just William. He has his own language. Hashtag Williamisms.
Oh, fuck. Somebody used to say that.
I forgot who it was. But yeah, somebody did used to say Williamisms.
Yeah. That was probably a Pamela loco. Pamela J.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Let's dig into it. There you go.
Yeah.
Get a little Deaner Howard in there with them fellas right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
and her motive. We're now going to show you her question during question time. It was put to the Attorney General, George Brandis. And as you're about to see, he was quick-witted enough to answer it and answer it with great clarity, but also, it must be said, unusually for George Brandis, let slip some emotion towards a stunt that he said would have caused great offence to Muslims.
Senator Hanson.
I'm quite happy to remove this because this is not what should belong in this parliament.
So it's not what should belong. That's such a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Break the sentence. It's not what should belong.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it be like it's... I don't think it should it should be included in things that belong.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just the way people in Australia talk, but that is a weird sentence.
Yeah, it came out funky. All right, let's get to it. So she snatches the burqa off, throws it down. She's about to tell you motherfuckers what's going on. Lace them up.
Spoiler alert, it's white supremacy. That's what's going on.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
I already heard some of her talk in this clip. If they're supreme, she's not one of the supreme ones. She's the coattail hangers.
My question is
Point of order, Senator Wong.
Waiting the question.
Thank you. Senator Hanson, your question.
To Senator Brandis, the Attorney General. Senator Brandis, in light of our national security of this nation, will...
It is, again, wonder if it's Australian vernacular or speech patterns. Or,
yeah.
Like, in light of our security of our nation.
In light of the national security of our nation.
The national security of our nation, all right? Not the stateside security of our nation.
The national security of the nation.
That's right. Not the county security of our nation, not the Boys and Girls Club part-time security guard of our nation. Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
The national security of our nation. You tell these motherfuckers, Pauline, she about to put it down.
Senator Brandis, the Attorney General. Senator Brandis, in light of our national security of this nation, will you work with the... Will you work to actually ban the burqa in Australia, considering...
Order. Just a moment, Senator Hanson.
All right, so she wants to ban the burqa.
Ban the burqa in Australia.
Considering. And then these people on the side, when we were trying to show prep it, they were annoying me. Because it's like, you're fucking adults, all right?
Yeah,
you're like,
hush. Just hush.
Yeah, wait your turn. Listen.
Which is also like, you know she's going to say something fucking racist and ridiculous. Like, brace yourself. You already know it's coming.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she just started being racist today. She was racist before.
That's the thing, man. Like, a lot of these fucking, these petty bourgeois liberals, man, like, they're too isolated in their echo chambers where they never hear this shit. Like, I listen to Alex Jones every day on purpose. I'm ready. I'm ready for when it's time to hear the shit and the stuff and the things.
Yes.
There's Hotep Mike up in the joint. And Katie May. Okay, just to give, like, because people don't know who somebody who's on Twitter doesn't know. There's a white cat on Facebook named Mike, and I call him a hotep, and I don't know why, okay? I call my boss at work A.A.Ron. I got problems.
Yeah, but we know where A.A.Ron came from.
Yeah. There's no reason to call this cat Hotep Mike. I don't even know if he's religious. I just fucking do it. All right, here we go.
I need to hear the question, so can I have some order on my left and my right? Senator Hanson, would you commence your question again, please?
In light of what is happening with national security, there has been 13 foiled national threats against us with terrorism, 3 that have been successful.
13 foiled national threats.
Which is also like...
Niggas are going to blow up the whole continent?
They were going to poison everybody's water? They were... What?
I mean, unless she's talking about those flying spiders they get every year.
Ooh.
That's your fucking threat.
Oh my god. Speaking of fucking Australia, did you see that picture where it was like a snake in someone's toilet? that was eating a frog, because apparently frogs hang out in people's toilets, and this fucking snake was in the toilet bowl eating the frog.
I thought it was a video clip.
All I saw was a still, and that was enough. I don't need a fucking video of that shit.
Yeah, I could have sworn.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, or maybe, again, man, like, folks, like, I'm an alcoholizer. So, like, I may have drank this one out of clear memory. All right.
And Australians have lost their lives. Terrorism is a true threat to our country. Many Australians are very much in fear of it.
Order.
What I would like to ask on behalf...
I love when people just say many, a lot. Just a bunch, you know.
A bunch.
Hey, don't worry. I conducted no study.
Well, she talked to her friends.
She has friends. Yeah, she would. She would.
Does.
So, yeah, so many, you know, 15, 35, 7.
Yeah.
I saw them. They had a bag of Doritos. They were angry.
Half of the Australian people, considering there has been a large majority of Australians, wish to see the banning of the burqa. Our two former Prime Ministers, Julia Gillard...
Senator Hanson, the time for asking...
All right, so again, a majority of Australians would like to see a banning of the burqa.
Well, I mean, it was just such a common study, and everybody knows that that's why she didn't cite it, because everyone already knows.
Yeah.
True story.
And then just...
Which is also like, how the fuck is banning burqas gonna end terrorism anyway?
I know, fucking... Banning burqas doesn't affect white men with guns at all. Like, you gotta take guns from white men, then you're gonna affect some terrorism.
Hmm.
And I mean all guns from all white men, even modifications of guns that we call missiles. Hmm. Right? Isn't that just all a missile is? Just a gigantic fucking bullet?
Basically.
Like... fucking bombs. Like, basically all fucking weaponry that is not, you know, let them call it what they want. Everything that's not a javelin.
Yes.
All right? You can have a javelin, and whatever you can kill with that, you actually earned it.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
All right. We will fuck you up if that's all you have.
The question has been expressed. Order on my left. Senator Dastyari. Senator Dastyari and Senator MacDonald. Attorney General, Senator Brandis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Hanson, no, we will not be banning the burqa. Now, Senator Hanson, I am not going to pretend to ignore the stunt that you have tried to pull today. By arriving...
Tried to pull? Yes, yeah, see? And now you see her face. Her face is clearly saying... I'm an asshole, but she can't say the sentence I'm an asshole because it's not fake polite. Oh man, yeah, that face, goddamn, nigga, she is smirking, you know, with every inch of her face, not just her no lips.
She looks like Cruella DeVille for real, for real.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think she should dye one side, dye the other side, see how it goes?
Well, I mean, she probably enjoys beating dogs to death, so.
As a person that strongly prefers cats.
She probably enjoys killing cats, too.
Oh, she can go fuck herself. All right, yeah, let's see. Now you got me. Yeah, goddamn, she's smirking with all of it.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You can't stop me.
Yeah, and it's that whole, like, seeing that's that shit, man. Like, she's glad that she bothered somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these people are about. Like, they're glad they made you unhappy. Even if just for a moment, they just wanna see someone unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to go by such phrasing and actually believe it, like, misery loves company, like, I'm miserable a lot and I'm an introvert, so that's not true.
Yeah.
But but misery loves company, like, what's bothering you?
Well, that's the thing, though, is that sadists love misery of other people.
Hmm.
Is really what it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's dig into it.
In the chamber, dressed in a burqa, when we all know that you are not an adherent of the Islamic faith. And I would caution you and counsel you, Senator Hanson, with respect, to be very, very careful of the offence you may do to the religious sensibilities of other Australians. We have about 500,000 Australians in this country of the Islamic faith, and the vast majority of them are law-abiding, good Australians. And if Senator Hanson, it is absolutely consistent with being a good, law-abiding Australian and being a strict, adherent Muslim. Now, Senator Hanson, for the last 4 years, I have had responsibility preeminently among the ministers, subject to the Prime Minister, for national security policy. And I can tell you, Senator Hanson, that it has been the advice of each Director General of Security with whom I have worked, and each Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police with whom I have worked.
I can't talk shit to somebody that eloquently. I wouldn't have said half those damn words. Like, this shit sound like if Fallon Matthew got angry at you.
Right?
Yo. What would that sound like? Where's Fallon? Fallon, we're going to do an impression of you. Angry. I can't do it.
I don't know.
I don't have the vocabulary. This is what happens when uneducated niggas try to think big.
We just hire a dude from Actify Press to do it.
Oh, man. We should get permission from him to read that email on the program.
We should. I was like, we like that. It's like that.
Yeah, and yeah. Folks don't know. So, like, I mean, this nigga, some nigga named Benny Dix, little nigga, he was popping some old bullshit and doing some faux outrage shit with his program and his outlet, talking about there's a whole lot of leftists out there working with Mike Cernovich. I searched YouTube, mm-hmm. Twitter, mm-hmm. Yahoo. Mm-hmm. I binged it. I asked that nigga Jeeves. I found nothing. I went outside. I looked under the car. Nigga, like I could not find this mass conspiracy mm-hmm. of leftists working with Mike Cernovich. So I clowned a nigga for it. And then Ben and this little whack-ass squad of little punk niggas cried about it on Twitter and cried to their homeboys about it. And then the homeboy from Actify Press was very adult about it.
Yes.
And wrote a very grown-up-ass email. And that's why a running joke we've been doing, if you notice, for the past few days is we've been saying exhaustive trigger warning. Because he did a play-by-play of that episode and describing the show in general and noted that we mind our audience, and that's why we have an exhaustive trigger warning.
Yes.
All right.
That was fun. But yeah, that email was nice. It made us sound like much more professional than we are. It made us sound like we were actually professionals, not just like, you know, your little hood-ass cousins that just come to the cookout and steal all the Tupperware.
Yeah, well, I literally have an instrumental from the Menace to Society movie playing right now.
Hey.
Like, this is not, right? I'm a straight-up menace. That's just smooth than a feather mucker, though. That's a MC8 straight-up menace. Mama putting brute in my fucking baby bottle. All right, let's get back to George Brandis giving a dressing down.
That it is vital for their intelligence and law enforcement work that they work cooperatively with the Muslim community. And to ridicule that community, to drive it into a corner, to mock its religious garments, is an appalling thing to do, and I would ask you to reflect on what you have done.
Order.
Order. All right, that was a dressing down, and then in the archive chat space, Hotep Mike said I probably call him Hotep Mike because his last name has the word king in it.
That probably is how it started, yeah.
Yeah, because he's the king, that's right. That's like when he sent me a friend request, like motherfucker messaged me and he was like, you know, I was a Kang, right? That's how they talk.
That's not how he talks.
I talk to that motherfucker on the telephone all the time.
Nigga, you don't talk to anybody on the telephone.
Nigga, I talk to your ass. Nigga, I call you and be like, nigga, I'm off work. What's happening? Nigga. All right, see what the hell's going on here.
Order, senators.
All right, applause, applause, applause. We agree with what you said. It's still going. I fast forward.
Senators on my left, please resume your seats. Senator Wong, on a point of order.
If I could, by leave, make a very short statement.
Is leave granted?
I think the
Senator Hanson-Young, are you objecting to leave?
I'm not Senator Hanson-Young. Please address me.
Senator Hanson, my apologies.
Oh, Hanson stood up. Nigga, you had the floor already. The fucking... See, nigga, see, now, the white man stood up, talked all that shit, was fine. It's a white man. Asian stood up, said, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
No, Wong. I like to call you wrong. You don't just come up in here talking to the white woman like that. There. Mm-hmm.
That's not part of Australian culture.
All right, let's check out this nigga Wong. What's happening?
Senator Wong, on a point of order.
If I could, by leave, make a very short statement.
Is leave granted?
I think the
Senator Hanson-Young, are you objecting to leave?
I'm not Senator Hanson-Young. No, please
Senator
address
Hanson,
me.
My apologies. Are you objecting to leave being granted?
Yes, I am.
Well, leave is not granted, Senator Wong. Senator Wong, leave has not been granted.
The fuck are they talking about? Leave is being granted? What is that?
I think that the Senator Wong wanted to get up and talk, and Pauline had to give permission and was like, no. Because it's like technically still her time, I think. I think is what happened.
Maybe. All right. Yeah, that nigga Mo Loco, tell me what's happening. How do y'all niggas parliamentize? How do you compartmentalize? I'll work on it.
A point of order, Senator Wong.
Point of order. I make
Senator
a
Hanson,
point
I'll
of
listen
order.
To a point of order first. Point of order, Senator
Wong. Thank you. My point of order is this. If I had the opportunity, I would move to congratulate the leader of the government on that statement. Well, and I make this point on behalf of all of us on this side of the chamber.
There is
no one thing
order,
to wear
Senator
religious
Wong.
Dress as a sincere act of faith. It is another to wear it as a stunt
no
here
order,
in the Senate chamber.
Senator Wong. Senator Hanson, are you...
Like I said, that is not... as a point of order, you actually have to have a statement. You don't just get up there and say, I agree with the nigga that just talked.
I guess.
See, yeah, so my nigga Wong... Do you have a point of order? Like, come up and say something else. Be like, yo, I'm not feeling socks with sandals. And I'll be like, nigga, they're not your feet. Worry about your own damn feet. All right? You don't want to do sex work, don't be a sex worker. You don't want to have an abortion, don't get a fucking abortion. Leave people the fuck alone. Hashtag Sester, hashtag Fosta, nigga is non-binary.
Asking your supplementary question.
My supplementary question
supplementary
is.
Question. Supplementary
is
question.
Is the Attorney General aware that the burqa is not a religious requirement at all?
Oh my fucking god!
Wait, then why do you give a shit? And why are her no lips curled?
Because all good villains have a sneer.
Holy shit! It matches her eyebrow up. So, nigga, your whole face just go up. It's just all one attached muscle on each side. Nigga's just got symmetrical face muscles. That's weird, nigga. That's weird. All right. And this is Pauline Hanson is being oppressed. WineCellarMedia.com.
My question is, will the Attorney General then ban the burqa in this house for in future? As a security risk, and also the fact is that the people of Australia have the right to see the...
Hold up, my nigga. So you started out saying it's not a religious requirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also said ban it as a security risk. But if someone who is a Muslim isn't required to wear the burqa,
right.
Then why are you worried about them wearing it in there?
Because she's not racist.
Yeah, she didn't think that one through. She's just getting up freestyling. Let's give it a running start.
My question is, will the Attorney General then ban the burqa in this house?
Yeah.
For in future.
For in
as
future.
As a security risk, and also the fact is that the people of Australia have the right to see the face of a person that they elect to this parliament, and they are the person who is actually going to be making decisions in their parliament on their behalf.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't want to say mean things about people's faces.
Since when?
Huh?
Huh?
What time is it? I'll tell you when.
Since 8:50?
8:50 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
April 9th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga.
Yes.
You'd got more votes if people couldn't see your face. that's mean. That's mean. Right? I still said it, though, and now I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to do some takesies, backsies and shit.
But no, I think that, like, that whole fucking disingenuous shit of... But if you have on a burqa or niqab, then we can't see your face, so it might not be you in the chamber. Because, you know, you're not going to have a consistent voice. You're not going to have consistent opinions. You're not going to have a consistent frame, height, size.
And you probably need, like, some sort of swipe card or some shit to get in there.
Yeah.
ID, we do a fingerprint scan to clock in at my job, and we're fucking warehouse workers. We put boxes on top of boxes after we put boxes inside the boxes. And then we wrap plastic around the boxes, and then a forklift driver comes and picks up a pallet of those boxes and puts it on top of another stack of pallet of those boxes and takes it back to the warehousing area with the other boxes. And we use a fingerprint scanner.
Yeah.
They're passing laws. They might have a fingerprint scanner.
It's just absurd.
But then you know how Muslims are. They will cut off their fingers so that they can give their little friends the print.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, man, they'll terrorize themselves. They don't give a damn. All right, let's take a look here.
Before I call the Attorney General, it's in the purview of the presiding officers, not the Attorney General, to determine what happens as far as security is concerned within Parliament House. The Speaker and I have made arrangements that anyone who enters this premises with their face covered by whatever means is clearly identified prior to entering the building.
Oh.
And further...
My nigga just said it. So anybody coming with their face covered is clearly identified primary... Did they say primary?
No.
What do you say?
Prior.
Prior to entering the building. All right. I don't know why. It's like primary. My brain went there. All right.
Arrangements that anyone who enters this premises with their face covered by whatever means is clearly identified prior to entering the building. And further, the first thing I ascertained when you walked into the building dressed as you in the chamber dressed as you were, I wanted to ascertain who you were, and that was verified to me. I make no further comment about the dress that you wore. Attorney General, do you have any comment that you wish to make in relation to that matter, Attorney General?
Wait, hold the fuck up, though.
Thank you.
What up?
So she went through the security system herself, so they knew who she was. Why the fuck you think they're not gonna do it for anybody else? Nigga, you know how the system works because you just went through to get in. The fuck is you doing?
Nigga, when your racism is so powerful, it causes short-term memory loss. Nigga, that's some good racism right there, nigga. Hey, hit that shit, nigga. Oh, man.
Senator Hanson, a final supplementary question.
I will. If... a person who wears a balaclava or a helmet into a bank or any other
building. Did that nigga say a helmet?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
People wear helmets to the bank all the time. Shut up.
Wait, what's that nigga? Why is Jamal tripping?
I don't know. I think his ears are bothering him again.
No. No, the door's closed and he wants to go out, I think. I don't know.
Well, he's going to have to wait till we're done.
You have to wait, Jamal. Why'd you sneak in here? Hey, don't... Stop messing with that. that's good podcasting right there.
Buildings or even on the floor of the court, they must be removed. Why is it not the same case for someone who is covering up their face and cannot be identified? Will the government make changes to these laws?
Nigga, they told you no. Attorney General. Twice.
No.
Three times. Nigga just stood up and said no again, and then it goes back to the host of this YouTube channel. So that was a good old time. All right, that's one of those special Wine Cellar Media episodes. We ain't, but you know, I mean, when you come back, we're gonna have the stuff that the trigger warning is primarily for. We're gonna have the sex workers' rights.
Yes.
I guarantee you, by the time we come on, like three or four more of our transgender folks will be murdered, and that'll be the only thing we know about them. Right? We won't know if they were good at Pictionary. We won't fucking know if they were into bike riding. We won't know if they did needlepoint. I don't even know what the fuck that is. We don't know if they were into scrapbooking. We won't know anything about them except that they were murdered for existing. And we'll be covering those stories. And we will have our exhaustive trigger warning to preempt them. Mm-hmm. And that's Phoenix Cleta over there if you're watching the Facebook Live video with that big-ass cat, Jamal. What's up, nigga? See, he goes straight for the cups. He can smell the booze.
He does it to water, too.
He's
and
a
juice.
He's a booze hound.
Hi, Jamal.
Well, he's putting his face on your face. Like, that's such a big fucking cat. His head is, like, almost half the size of your head. That's a big motherfuck cat. We didn't need to get a Maine Coon. Because we got a real nigga. We ain't got no coon.
Ain't got no coon.
Damn right. What, you coming over here now, Jamal? Bring your ass. Ah, you big old, cat.
It's like 14 pounds.
You want to say something on the mic? Your 14-pound cat. What do you got to say on the microphone? My name's Jamal, and I'm here to say I didn't like the wet food anyway. I like the crunchy shit. I got the blunts to hit. And I just need a new cat, homie, give me a chick. But then you got me fixed. You cut off my fellas. When you know I'm orange, homeboy, I'm not yellow. Whatever it is. Get on down there. Get on down there. That's Jamal freestyling. That was not me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Facebook Live. You're out of there. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one.
Cheers.
And there goes to Facebook Live, and there goes to podcast audio.